Have we tested sound quality?
Yeah. Oh, fuck, there he goes.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh!
Oh, alright.
We're still alright. It's
called house fire.
Yeah. Just gotta worry about the old people next door.
Oh, no!
We'll make it up before they will.
We're just gonna play the audio for this for
a little bit. It's a killer, serial killer episode.
Welcome back to Mayhem, misdemeanors, and debauchery.
Debauchery
or debauchery? How do you say
debauchery?
Debauchery.
I've been saying that.
Go fuck yourself. This is Scott back here with Big John.
Yeah.
Justin. We got special guest Jace. He's not going to contribute much, but we'll see what he does.
Yeah,
he might contribute to shitting in his pants, and he'll have
and looking,
he'll have to
giving evil looks.
Yeah, we'll do one of these.
Fucking Damien, so it fits perfect in this episode.
Yeah, he's the omen.
Like,
I'm scared. Anyway,
our guest couldn't make it today.
Yeah, we're supposed to, first. We're supposed
issues.
To have Logan.
Yeah,
but he's too busy getting lap dances, and you know he's drinking scotch with other fancy gentlemen,
fancy folks,
and the fucking hills. And Sarah was supposed to.
Car troubles.
Yeah, car troubles.
Sucks, but we'll get her on here sooner.
We're up to our fucking dicks in water over here in Alton. So,
up to our dicks.
Yeah,
pretty
it's
fucking much, man. You're, people acting like they ain't never seen a fucking flood before.
It fucking happens.
Oh my god, and you live in fucking Alton, dude. It happens every goddamn year.
I mean, this one down here, I've never been down here when this has happened. This like that big a one, I guess you'd say,
dude,
but.
I was going through my Facebook feed, and it's like memories and shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, literally the same time last year, everything flooded. And they're like, oh my god, it's the flood of the century. It's, no, get the fuck out of here,
dude. Same thing for this one.
Yeah.
What was that big flood of St. Louis?
No, that's the 93 flood.
Yeah.
They still like, god damn it.
Sound effects.
Yeah, that's our master DJ, mixed master.
That's what they get in the rap songs nowadays, like little children. That go, you know.
No. It ain't my fucking kid. You can do what you want, but if he does that shit, I'm throwing him out in the street.
Yeah, I'm gonna start with this. I've been thinking about it at work. Cardi B hypothetical for you, John.
All right.
No, this is a good one. I promise you.
All right.
If
you had to smoke crack for the rest of your life or listen to a Cardi B album, light me that pipe, dude.
Light me that
Good drink. All right. What would you do if the president got on? if you turn on your Facebook, right? You're scrolling through. President's making an announcement. And he's like, my fellow Americans, your cries of agony have gone on long enough. We're going to deport Cardi B. And everyone, and you're like, whoa. Everyone's like, but sir, she was born in the United States, not with the name like. If you look up her name, it's like Al-Kazir or some fucking crazy. It's like she's Arabian or something.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake.
Terrorist.
And then it pans. And then you see Jim Acosta in the fucking stands. But sir, I listen to Cardi B. Get him the hell out of here. Get him out of here. We don't need him here no more. Camera pans over. The people are like beating shit, stomping his fucking head in the stands.
Not in my America.
America!
I'd be for that.
Yeah, see, I told you
before that.
We need to get rid of her quickly. Anyone who listens to her
terrible.
Is dumb, stupid, and frankly retarded.
This will be the best trade deal.
Actually, we're not even getting nothing from it, and we get everything.
We're actually getting nothing but better music.
We didn't even have to pay the other country. They just took her willingly. The popularity will bring
the horror.
Fuck, dude. Man, she's horrible.
You're fired.
I'm not fucking tired, son of bitches. Oh, look, 420. Oh, 423. Never mind.
Oh, you got too late, dude. You had to blaze it at that point.
Fuck.
Why don't you lay down?
We need it. Well.
Need a what?
I don't know. We can see.
Well, we got topics. Out the fucking wazoo. Scott's got some shit, but his are all over the place. I mainly got some fucking...
Yeah, his sticks to
one
topic.
Let's kill some shit.
We're doing fucking Halloween. Yeah.
Fuck that fucking list.
That shit.
I come in here with the real shit. All right.
Is that dude's gut?
Maybe. I don't know if it's really even him or not.
What the fuck?
That's actually sexy. That's a guy you can call sexy online. He's got a fucking gut. Way to go. Bet you feel really gay now.
I bet that's a woman see when they look up at your ass. Just a big old...
No, because I fucked with my shirt on, so... Talk shit. I mean, unless that's really fucking hot and nasty, yeah, I'm leaving the shirt on.
Damn.
Yeah. All right. Food for thought.
Like, come here, John. I want to pour mustard on.
Would you be into that? Like a girl that would be into like pouring
food,
on
you?
Dude.
She's just going to
fetish.
No, dude.
She's going to take a bag of mashed potatoes and just slam it on your dick.
You ever seen what's that scene in Don't Be a Menace to Society While Drinking Your Gin and Juice in the Hood? You remember that?
Yeah.
It was like the Boys in the Hood remake.
Yeah.
You remember the scene where he's like, oh, she's like, I want to do food stuff. And he's putting like hot sauce on her
toes
and sucking them off.
Yeah. Then he had like hair in his mouth.
He starts pouring the Kool-Aid on her. And she's like, no, you can't
do
it anymore.
That's
for
the kids. Kool-Aid's for the kids.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, man.
All right. What if we got anybody watching? It looks like we got one person watching. Shit, all right.
Oh, there we go.
Like that. Too bad I
can't
see
it. I don't know who it is, but.
Yeah.
Welcome to Fresh Far Away.
Which ones y'all want to do? Y'all want a brain teaser or y'all want to just go in for something easy?
We're going in hard and fucking raw. Give us
hard, raw, and fast.
Yeah, hard, raw, and fast. No fucking lubrication. All right.
Let's see. I got one. Like I said, I made Mike think about this one today. He's like, fuck, that's a good one.
All right.
Serial killers.
The guy at work.
Yeah. Are they born or are they made?
They are made. I think they are made. If you look up every serial killer, like, a lot of people are interested in serial killers because, you know, it's
fascinating. That's a whole other topic right there.
Yeah. Well, every single fucking case, every single one, their backstory was bad.
Yeah.
Their fucking parents were fucking mean to them, beat them, whatever. There was always something bad, whether it was the dad missing or the mom fucking an alcoholic or something. There was always something every single time. Everyone. I mean... There might be a case where it does happen, but your upbringing makes them. I'm
now,
sure
that,
it does.
This actually goes better into it with the other question, but we'll get to that one later. What do you think? Born or made?
I'd probably go more made. Born for the fact that there is fucking shit up here that's
But it takes a...
I think some people certainly do snap. Yes. Look at fucking school shootings. Look at fucking,
bank
robbery. Well, I mean, I'm saying murder in general, though. They're going in with the same mind concept of...
It's go time.
Kill everything.
That's right, James.
And we don't have any concern for ourselves. I mean, most of the time, you look at fucking Manson.
But he never technically killed anybody.
Yeah, but his influence is the same,
Does that make him a serial killer? No, it makes them...
Is a
sociopath, I guess. I guess that's the right word.
I
won't
even base it off that, because, I mean, what would you go off of for, like, dictators? Like, fucking, or even, like, Hitler.
Like, if
he
had control of his own country, holy shit, watch out. You know, Charles Manson ruled over Cambodia.
Well, that's what they're saying. A lot of people didn't trust his judgment early on until he made a few videos that made sense now. About, like, anti-government, shit like that. I was actually watching a few of them, and you're like, holy shit. You know, he is kind of making sense. Corporations taking over, shit like that.
See, that's a good one. Like, all right, I'm not jumping here, but I think they can be both. I think they are made. I think you're made that way.
But
in the like the next question is like the Dexter Morgan thing. That guy was born in blood.
Right.
You know, if you ever seen the show, he was born inside of a fucking
He was little.
He was little and exposed to it. That's it.
Yeah.
He wasn't born.
But it was at that point
he was small.
You're so little that it's hidden in your fucking psyche, your subconscious, that's
water.
So far back there that you're not going to remember that, unless some kind of crazy event comes up. But you're so young that, it's literally just embedded in you from that point.
Right.
Why am I thinking this way? Why am I weird? Or even some of the ones that start off killing animals, they probably
that's
have a thought.
I don't get that.
They probably have a thought saying,
why do I feel this way?
Why do I want to fucking murder? You would
because
imagine.
What is it? I heard that if they don't know they're crazy.
Well, yeah, they probably
so
they might
they
think
would,
it's
they
normal.
They see it as normal, yeah.
But at the same time, they probably end up seeing shit or other people have talked about it. Because you got to think these cases happen, big cases, what, at least every 10 years, give or take, there's like a big thing going on about some poor case. Yeah, no, or, think about it.
We haven't had a fucking serial killer case go on in quite some time. I think the last one I remember, the big one was BTK, and he got busted in early 2000s, and he was killing motherfuckers all the way through the 80s.
Yeah.
You know, fun fact, I don't know why I remember this. This is like useless facts that you obtained. The bass player for Dragon Force, when he was a kid, he sacrificed a bunny to Satan.
What?
Now, all right. Now, does that make you?
He's fucking dead.
Or okay, well, you know, sacrifices and shit. You know,
that's fucked.
No, yeah. What, did he eat it afterwards?
I doubt it.
That's all.
No, it's a sacrifice.
That's all the statement said.
That's all it said.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the difference is if you're gonna sacrifice it.
Most of them all from like South Africa. Just fucking people fucked in general.
Probably.
I mean, if you're gonna if you're gonna kill it regardless. And, you know, I don't know, sacrifice it for this or whatever. I mean, I guess as long as you make use of, you know, every part of the fucking buffalo afterwards, you can't really, you know. Well, he used it for satanic rituals, and you're like, well, I mean, at least he did that as well.
As far as I know, I don't think they, like, after they kill it, it's for Satan. That's it. That's his. That's his.
Right.
I mean, right? It's not like they're going to kill him. Like, all right, who wants the legs? You know,
I mean,
they're not going to eat somebody. Say, like, you see in movies, they don't fucking eat the body after, you know, it's that satanic ritual that doesn't happen, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's movies.
What
too.
The hell would the devil want with a fucking rabbit anyway?
It's in the name type thing. Yeah, like. You
know. I mean, goats? I mean.
Blood. I don't know. It's,
yeah, it's a blood sacrifice, pretty much. Yeah. All right, well, this that first one gets into this next one.
The Christmas critters.
Oh, God.
So you think they're all made?
Yeah.
What do you think? What's the difference between the mind of a hitman and a serial killer?
Money.
I mean, do you think are they declared a serial killer, though?
I mean, if they get caught, they're put away for murder.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah. But, yeah. All right, the Iceman. Remember him? The Iceman?
Chuck Liddell?
No, not Chuck Liddell. He's
all right, man. He did murder a lot of people.
Wrecked ass in the afternoon.
Yeah!
He's got it. But, you know, he was big on every person he killed, he'd put him in an ice truck. So they couldn't ever date the bodies. How long the guy's been dead.
Yeah, yeah.
And they would find these guys months after they've been killed, almost years.
Huh.
And this went on for, fuck, dude, I can't remember how long he's been locked up now, like, or when he got locked up. Shit.
More than that?
I think they busted his ass in the 80s.
Yeah, I was thinking earlier.
Early 90s, you know.
Where was he out of?
Huh?
Where was it happening?
New York.
Oh.
He was, what's his name's, they said he was, who's the big-time Gambino? His name is Gambino. Gotti. He was one of Gotti's guys back in the day.
Oh.
I think.
Yo Gotti?
No, not Yo Gotti.
I mean, the thing you got there that's smart, dude. I mean, how did he get busted, did they say?
Taxes. Tax evasion.
Everybody gets busted every fucking time, dude. Yeah. No, I think,
oh,
I think it was something stupid like that. I'd have to look
back. Keeping them in an ice truck, you got to think, like, that's keeping fucking, like, insect activity away. Anything that can date, like, give dates.
That's what,
like,
that's the way he did it.
God, that's crazy.
I actually got a few movies made. One was called just Iceman. It had Michael Shannon in it. The guy who played Zod.
Oh, okay.
That guy? Dude, that guy's fucked. That is a decent damn movie, though. Let's see. Oh shit! I burped. My bad.
Yeah. See,
he sorry,
was the
first Logan.
One to fucking do it.
My bad.
I went like.
Actually, I did silent. It, but you probably couldn't hear mine.
Yeah.
All right. Here's an easy one. Favorite Universal monster, movie monster, old monster. Wolfman. Dracula. Old school movie monster like Wolfman, Frankenstein. Creature from the Black Lagoon, the Mummy.
Favorite one. The Frankenstein's monster, and I'll tell you why. If you ever seen that movie, the original, it's fucking hilarious. It did not
didn't hold up very well.
It's funny. Yeah, it did not fucking he's doing the same crap he did last night. He wants me to play with.
Easy, dude.
Let's see here. I'd probably go with Wolfman.
Yeah.
Like, Frankenstein's monster.
I think I'd go a little
bit. It is hilarious. And if you guys get a chance, watch that original movie. You're going to laugh.
I think only it's because.
Lay down.
Like Dracula, you know, centuries old.
He's doing good as well.
Right.
The Mummy, centuries old. You know, they were pretty much brought into the curse of Dracula and shit. Wolfman, I think that one was different from pretty much all of them. It was like, he was a normal fucking guy.
Right.
And he gets bit and the world just fucking turns upside down. Right. You know? I'd definitely say Wolfman just for that reason. Well, Frankenstein's interesting, you know, because, and it's not just the monster, the doctor. It's like, dude, because he didn't want to make a monster. He wanted to bring back life.
Yeah.
He wanted to play God there for a second, you know, see if he could do it. And he did it. I mean, yeah, I'd probably give it up to them. That's the main reason I picked that one poster. You know, they had a few Dracula ones up there.
And the Wolfman.
Yeah. You know. But, yeah. All right. What's the next one? Who's the best slasher in a movie? Or rephrase that again. Most efficient killer.
Jason.
They can't see it.
What?
On the thingy.
Oh.
I'm here.
Yeah, I would have to move it this way.
Move it over, son.
Well,
I don't want to sit by you. You're weird. You smell like one of those. Perfume.
Fuck out of here. I got cologne on.
Perfume, cologne. All right, that's good.
Yeah, you tell tell Brandon that he likes cologne, man.
Move.
He's a big old cologne guy.
Every time we go to the movie,
he has to go
Mike.
Smell it.
Looks like Mike's watching. We done made fun of you earlier, Mike.
Yeah. Fat tits. You gotta watch the fucking...
We don't even know who he is.
He knows what it's all good. I love you, Mike.
We were getting into some of that shit, and I was like, dude, come on in tonight. You know, because he was in, but he was like, I got shit to do today. I was like, alright, I understand.
Yeah, shit to do.
So we'll do a part two to this. So there's more questions. Like, this is just
what made more sense around Halloween time, you know that?
Yeah, but who gives a fuck? Second episode, you know.
Well, I mean, they are coming out with these documentaries on Facebook and
more of them. Yeah, it's like
everyone's
not on Facebook. It's more or less on
Netflix.
Yeah,
I was about to say
the best slasher, a most efficient slasher there is. You said
Jason.
I was never big into horror 100%. Movies. I'll tell you right now, but if I had to guess, fuck yeah, Jason, dude. Like everyone dies, for fuck's sake.
I'm gonna go with Michael. Mike Myers.
I haven't seen him.
Not, you know. You know, Mike Myers.
Right.
No. Michael fucking Myers, yeah.
Yeah, baby.
I think that'd be a more...
Awesome him coming at you?
Yeah. Awesome powers fucking killer.
He's coming to fuck you.
That's a good fucking idea right there.
Let's shag, baby.
Let's stab, baby.
I remember Mike was saying that he wanted to do... He said he picked Freddy. And this is the argument I gave him was...
Well, Freddy also slays people too.
He does, but he always loses in his movies.
Yeah,
think about it. Michael Myers never lost. He just would just disappear.
Yeah, but his kill count though is nothing high.
Pretty, dude, all the fucking. All right, we're not
compared to Jason.
That's it.
All right,
it's Freddy versus Jason alone.
Looking it up.
Well, I'm gonna guess that you know, yeah, Jason's killed all them slutty teenagers. You know,
yeah. I mean, Michael's kind of the same way.
People fucking around where they shouldn't have been.
Right.
You know. But yeah, I'm definitely
going with that. I mean.
I mean, fuck's sake, the first movie, he took 6 shots in the chest, fell out of a fucking window, landed on the ground, and lived.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Here we go.
Freddy Krueger gets fucked around there. I mean, take Freddy versus Jason. You know.
He's alright.
He got his own hand thrown through his fucking chest, and that was it. You know.
But he got pulled into the real world at that point. That's the reason why he died from that.
Saying, you can't kill Mike or Jason. All right? They have the unstoppable force to kill. All right?
So what can... Any slasher
movie?
We got
comments. What's that say? Yeah. I think that's what it says.
It's probably smart going, yeah. Stole that from me, you son of a bitch. Okay, what constitutes as a slasher? Like, just any fucking slasher, anything.
Any slasher, old, movie slasher.
Okay, here's...
So you're straight, well, fuck, dude.
Psycho.
He didn't have very many. He killed...
20.
That's it?
Yeah. Killer Body Count Guide, via Rotten Tomatoes. First one, Psycho, body count 20.
Oh, they're talking about
Jeepers Creepers, 20.
They're talking films. They're not talking
the
totals.
Thing 20. No, it's total people killed in the movie.
Only. Yeah, in the movie, but we're talking about period. We're talking time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
God,
yeah. It goes up from there. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Good God. All right.
Well, no, hell. Go to Jason. I've seen Jason on there. It's got to be in the hundreds.
146. 146.
And he's number one, isn't he?
Yeah, Friday the 13th series.
Yeah.
Who's the second one?
Fucking Hunt. The Invisible Man.
Really?
1933. That's old.
He killed 123 people?
In the movie?
That's fucked.
Holy God.
That's just littered with death.
Boom, like, yeah, Michael 107. Myers. 107.
Yeah. So you still got 30-something
series. Yeah. Minus Season of the Witch.
Which Season of the Witch?
That
wasn't it didn't have him in.
Yeah. That was just, that was a mistake.
And Jason, that's minusing the first movie because it wasn't him. It was his fucking mother. So.
True. So you're talking like second on up.
Yeah.
So... What was it say? Oh, shit.
Freaking sharks with freaking laser beams. Well, that was Mike. Your buddy from work.
He's good I shit.
Sharks with freaking laser beams.
But, I mean, this will fucking, like, we can re-watch this later.
Yeah.
And usually with, I don't like watching live videos. I like seeing them after they're fucking done.
Anyway. Yeah.
So that's how I am.
Oh. All right. So yeah, we got Jason. You just said you're
said
undecided.
Well.
I said Mike.
Well, I said Jason. I agreed with him because I'm not really
all right.
Don't have much knowledge in the slasher films.
So I got one that's. I'll have to listen to the song or at least read the lyrics to it. But I'm 99% sure
the Johnny Cash song.
Johnny Cash is a serial killer.
Is a serial killer.
Was a serial.
Was
killer,
I guess you would. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
he's killing people. From
you
the
go
grave.
Through his fucking songs, man, and start piecing shit together.
Well, they
and I'll tell you how I figured it out. The song "I've Been Everywhere, Man."
It doesn't have to be. It's,
Sam,
it's probably what he, you know, in his head.
Oh well, no, I know.
He's just writing out.
But everything else seems like, because if you go about it, look, all right, Cocaine Blues. I woke up in the morning and I shot my woman down. Then in this one, it's he's sitting there saying. I've been everywhere, man. I've been to this place, that place. And throughout the lyrics, you hear him go, Amarillo, I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. It's like, all right, he killed his fucking woman. And now he's been on the run ever since.
Right.
Johnny Cash, fuck you. Yeah. Hope you're in hell, Johnny Cash.
I mean.
Fuck.
Like, dude, I was going through. Like, I was like, you know, I was sitting at work. Da, 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 I'm sitting there. Listening to it and like Amarillo, like, what
touched
the fuck?
My nipples.
And I went on to the lyrics site and started looking for it.
It was touching my nips.
All right,
we're gonna get papers.
We're actually
Johnny
burning through these
some
quick.
they're gonna sue.
I'm gonna
us.
Send hate mail to the fucking family.
All right, the new horror movies. Well, newer. The past, ever since Blair Witch, we'll say that.
That's like 2000.
Yeah.
I think.
The whole based on real events. Is it though? I mean, should they really stop doing that shit? I mean, because some of the movies I sit there and be like, this is based on real events. Like The Conjuring, I watched, what was the third one?
Yeah,
they did in London. And,
I mean, some of them, it makes you wonder. I mean, it would be older ones. Like, you know, with The Exorcist, well, with the whole deaths on set. Like,
yeah.
I mean, all the cursed shit afterwards.
Well, that's like a biography on The Exorcist. I'm talking...
What, dude?
All right, well, I was talking about this earlier. The Exorcist was based in St. Louis. The main exorcism part was in St. Louis. Correct?
1999, really? That was close. Blair Witch.
Yeah, it was about the same time, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, later.
What was it? But yeah, the Blair Witch. It was like one of the first found footage movies they ever shot. Besides, I think Cannibal Holocaust, and even that got fucking
that got
kind of dicey.
Big yeah. Fucking backlash.
Well, they all because everyone thought. Have you heard anything about that Cannibal Holocaust? You ever seen it or heard about
older,
it?
I've heard of it. Wait, was it that? Oh, I know. Yeah.
What is it? What are you doing, boy?
Can I guess? Wait, are we still
on? So, yeah, we're actually burning through this whole fucking list.
Well, I got
quick.
Some shit, too. Plus, we can bullshit. Someone else said something.
No, it's that someone else is watching.
Oh.
It is Sarah.
Yeah, there we Sarah!
Go. So,
she missed a lot of good shit, well,
yeah.
As far as the horror shit goes.
Well, like I said, we'll do a part two to this. I just have to give more things here.
Yeah.
But yeah, like the whole Cannibal Holocaust thing, they when it first came to theaters, people thought it was real.
Oh yeah, that's because he went off into like Congo or something and he filmed it and yeah, there was controversy about that. Wasn't
and they thought there were people dying in it, but the only thing that they actually got accused of
was the animal.
They actually killed a turtle in real life.
And that's the thing, is beforehand they they did an investigation into it because of that. They were like, oh well, you know what, we're going to look into this. I mean, they did more of an investigation into that than they did Hillary, for fuck's sake. So, I mean, Jesus Christ. You know,
25 minutes it took for us to get into fucking politics.
I would have been sooner, Jesus, but
here we go. We fucking hit politics for your first question. Remember?
The president, Trump and
Cardi B.
Yeah.
That wasn't political. That was a good joke.
I mean,
deport Cardi B. Fuck her.
Cardi B deportation 2020. Give me that as a hat. All right. Jesus Christ.
She was like born here, too. That's a funny
part. Let's
get her out of here.
Get up here.
Fuck.
We need to get Cardi B out quickly.
So like I was saying, The Conjuring 3.
Just fucking
which was based on this, was on a haunting in London somewhere. And
I have a fucking cigarette over here. I'm trying to keep him from...
Who gives a shit?
Yeah. If he jumps into something, I'm going to jump out.
Hey, well, just throw a fucking can.
This is what you get for not letting him put his ass to sleep. Jace is in the fucking podcast now.
No, I'm not.
I can't see what that says. It looks like there's emojis.
Not for fuck's sake.
But yeah, The Conjuring 3 was based on fucking in London. And the actual shit, they actually didn't believe it was real. It was happening.
Okay, there is a lady.
It's her name.
Yeah, I know. It's Sarah, but she just put the female gender sign.
Oh.
What she's saying is that we're misogynistic cis white males and we need a female on the podcast. That's what she said.
That's why we got Justin. He's the one with the longest hair.
Ah.
Biggest tits so far.
Jeez. Get the fuck out of here, John. Big old fucking man titties over there. Stop.
Lay down, dude.
It's only you guys yelling at him. I let him go.
Let's see. Did the Johnny Cash one.
Get up here.
The Shining one, I don't know if we can go on and talk about that one. That was just so-so.
Yeah.
I just thought about how fucked up that movie was. And the chick that played Jack Nicholson's wife in the movie. After that movie,
Ashley's
she fucked
Jace.
Up. Who?
Ashley Kemp.
What's up?
She's here to watch Jace.
Oh.
Through the camera.
Dude, we're about ready to put him in this thing here. So. Let's see.
Oh, face pump.
Yeah, no, the whole, what's her, Shelley Duvall, the chick who played his wife in Shining, that movie fucked her up where she was, dude, I think she's still alive, but she looks like, holy shit, dude.
A lot of people who have played in
Tales from the Crypt, she looks like.
Look at fucking,
If anybody's watching Shelley Duvall, look her up right quick. Actually, if you're on there, do yourself a favor.
Look up fucking Robert Englund.
But he still looks the same.
What are we talking about?
No, but that's what I'm saying, though.
People?
Mentally.
Hey,
though.
Look up ugly people.
No, mentally.
This
he
is
has
a podcast.
Said, he has said playing Freddy Krueger has fucked him. And he said he's probably planning on doing possibly one more from what they said.
And he said he's going to come back and do one more, and that's going to be the last one he does.
Yeah, because, I mean, the last one they did with the other guy, good as a replacement character after England's out, but you can't just end it and then replace England and say, oh, well, now we're going to use this guy. And then they changed the complete design. I mean, you know, it kind of fucks it. It went from more comedy dark horror to, like, serious, like, things of nightmares. Because the guy looked like, I mean, he literally looked like he would be a child molester.
Yeah.
Like, I mean.
Check it out. He's the same guy that played Rorschach.
I know, yeah, yeah.
And you've seen how fucked up he was looking in that when he took his mask off.
Right.
So, I think they could have probably casted somebody better for him than that, but that's just me. Yeah. That's the end of that one. What do you got? Oh, here we go.
We got news and random shit that I think about. All right.
Here's news with Scott Ginger Tits Coleman.
Ginger Tits.
Yeah, I got red hairs on my nips.
Nips. Nope. See?
Fucking do that.
You sit down.
You know how I feel about them. My nips are sensitive. Anyway.
Anybody didn't know.
So now I'm going to get attacked on the street by people grabbing my nose.
Get up over here.
You fucked up, bud.
Fuck's sake.
Yeah, fucked up big.
All right, well, how about this shit? Here's the video. I'm going to, everything we talk about, I'm going to link in the group. I'm going to link all, like, all things we talk about. I'm going to get timestamps. So if you're like, what the fuck are you guys talking about this time? Blah. Anyway, there's this fucking video that I saw, and I brought, like, I know this because I watched Oni Plays or whatever in SleepyCast. There's a video, this is from 4 years ago, I'm sure all of you have seen it. It's only like 42 seconds long. All it is two Ukrainian guys sliding down this, like, glass, like, there's a glass roof, and it goes down, and then there's two big ledges, and then the ground. These fucking idiots, they both, like, slid down. One guy had his feet. He didn't land on his feet. He landed right on his tailbone on the stair. Bang! And he flipped. And the other guy, his feet hit the first step, and he went forward, and then literally just, like, right fucking here on the ground. Like, bam! On his neck, and then flopped over, and he didn't move. He just laid there.
Either you're paralyzed or dead.
Well, here's what happened.
Or you're paralyzed wishing you were dead.
Well, the camera guy rolls up to these guys, and the guy that hit his tailbone, I'm not sure if the glass was dirty. But it looks like he cracked himself. He got up and he started
shit everywhere,
and it was just a big brown spot on his pants. Yeah, tell us about it, Jace. You know what's up.
Well, yeah, an impact like that, yeah, I'm sure to fucking evacuate bowels unless he died and they immediately evacuated his bowels.
No, the guy that got up and moved, he was okay but badly injured. But the guy that laid there, you look in the comments and you read about it. Apparently that guy died. There's a video of someone dying on YouTube. You can go watch it.
Fuck,
I'm going to link it in the description. It's fucked.
Don't report us. Be the hero, all right? Don't be that guy.
I don't think anyone in this group would report us.
There's people out there.
Speaking of these videos that you're talking about now, we had watched this the last time before we did the podcast. It was that one politician back in the 90s, I believe we were talking
about. Oh, yeah. The one that fucking offed himself.
Oh, yeah, I know
what you're talking about. So he did the same shit. Now, this, I think this used to be on YouTube at some point, but I know it's on some other website now. But, I mean, basically, I guess he was caught up in some scandal and some shit, and, you know, he took the fucking asshole way out.
Here it is.
And,
watch this real quick.
Did this shit in, oh, my good.
Pop tailbone. Bam, on his head. Oh, he's dead.
He's dead.
He's just plopped there. The guy's not moving.
Here later, he's not.
And here's the other guy's just. And here's what they did. They moved him. You're not supposed to move somebody when they're injured, by the way.
Especially a neck injury.
They probably could have just completely severed the neck.
We'll post it. Don't worry, we got this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that guy.
See his pants?
Mm-hmm. Either one caught it from coming down the thing from the glass.
He just barely clipped his tail.
He shit his pants at the top just for that extra. he wanted that, not light speed, but dark speed, you know. Done.
Jesus Christ.
Did I talk to Dave today? I forgot, but apparently he sent me a video today.
I really hope Dave's watching.
He'll see it eventually. He sent me a video and I forgot I had it. I'm sure he sent it to you, Fox. You see the one about the subway he sent you? The guy's riding a bullet train. Oh, it may not have been a bullet train.
Oh, yeah, I'm scrolled up. Oh, just keep on talking though.
And I guess he forced open the doors while this train was going.
Did he step out?
Stepped out.
Bam!
Fell and just cut in half by a sign.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, the one I seen was, I guess, the light version of that. Yeah.
He looks like a fucking serial killer, doesn't he? That's what Mike said, you're the next serial killer.
The next serial killer?
Dude, yeah, they've seen American History X. They know who I look like.
Jace took Sarah's fucking spot.
Yep, guest spot.
But and there's a guy standing off from this damn kid.
What the fuck?
Sarah says that one girl you said to look up is fugly as hell.
Say, I told you.
Oh my god.
Give him water, man. He's gonna be pissing on fucking.
That's what I just. I put most of the water and I put that Kool-Aid shit in, and it was full. This was a full fucking cup. He just downed that in like a minute.
No more for you. Shut up for a second, homie.
No more for you.
When the guy stepped out and then you see the train gone.
Uh-huh.
And he falls. I mean, because he's got that momentum to
him. All right.
And he just halves himself. And there's a guy standing on the other track.
Oh, on the
and
other
he
side.
Sees it, and he's, all you see is a guy, like, doing this shit. And then I'm, oh, my God.
Yeah, there's not even helping that guy.
Oh, good Lord.
He's single. Qualities, hit him up. You know how it is.
You talk about your mom?
This guy. But, yeah, no, I don't know if I should post that one. That one's pretty bad. It's not, I mean, it's blood, and you see intestines and everything.
Right. Water. He's thirsty as fuck.
Dude, no, he just
that was a full drink.
Yeah, he just made it.
He's pointing that.
That's too bad, because he's going to fucking.
All right, Jay, so I got some Four Loko for you, buddy. Here.
Yeah.
And that's how we got fucking kicked off Facebook.
That's how I got into prison.
Yeah.
Story of my life.
Well, they don't smoke anymore. They just
straight people. Look at him.
Oh, no, no.
How can you resist that face?
So we're not sponsored by Four Loko yet, but sponsored
you by Four Loko.
You know,
yeah.
Miller Lite. I'm normally drinking Bud Light, but
the this probably doesn't have left long to live. So sponsor me while I'm alive.
Right. You keep making it, and we try every new one. It
takes
so,
off 6 months per can, you know.
Yeah.
So you got about, what, a year left?
Probably. I get cirrhosis tomorrow in my 30s. All right, here we go. So you know that, oh my God, here is this shit. Fuck, get me fired up on this bullshit. Ugh,
fucking
so,
menthol.
So the other day, a couple months ago, I was, watching a bunch of, you guys ever watched Hot Ones?
Yeah. That's where I got my Shaq names from.
If you don't know what I mean, or don't know, fucking watch this. Good shit. But, anyway, I was just watching a bunch of them, because they have celebrities on there. And this one girl popped up.
Who is it?
I'm going to look her up.
Well, let me see what you got here. Oh, sorry, I'm just going to go through it and see. Copy your text.
Copy.
Well, it's nonsense. What it is like a thing to like remember. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not a full sentence. Like, let's talk about this, and it would say like Thunderdome. I'll know what it means.
Thunderdome.
You know what I mean? It would be a word.
Or the Thunderdome.
Yeah. But anyway, so I'm looking at, and then this one girl pops up, and I'm like, who the fuck is this? And so I clicked on it. God dang it. Hold on, pretty much.
Did it say this shit?
Fucking say, talk about something else. Let's look at this.
Yeah, let's look at another
so topic. What he's opening up right now, we were going to have Scott snort by accident. It's a Warhead sugar powder.
Yeah, I would have loved to do that on camera. Or anyway, in general. No, fuck that.
That was going to be great. We have to, me and Justin, like, dude, we could fuck Scott's day up for this. And then I'm thinking, fuck, they'll probably just kill Scott. I mean, it is pure sugar and it's sour.
Yeah.
You give me diabetes.
Diabetes of the lungs.
Diabetes.
Diabetes. Diabetes. Diabetes. Diabetes.
Yeah, it's basically pure sugar, it's not even sour.
Fuck. Yeah, I wouldn't give it to him then.
I'll fucking give it to
him. Oh, you and Jake's.
Oh, God.
You might sugar crash.
I doubt it.
Maybe.
What you need to do is give him fucking bread.
You need it.
Oh, no. Here we go. You ever seen a gremlin when it touches water?
God, it eats after midnight. Pissed now.
It's not. Hey, it's not food, dude. Hey, it's nasty, yucky, nasty. Ugh.
Look, bitch, I really should have brought this up too.
Give him some cheese in there, man. I got a whole thing of government cheese sitting there.
And fucking go get some shit. Now,
dude, if he goes face first into it, I'm gonna laugh.
That's
next thing. Yeah. He's gonna pull a Scarface and just shove his face into my hand.
Oh man. Well, fuck, dude. Let's see. Cinco de Mayo is today.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Happy.
Happy Mexican Day.
Yeah, Mexican Day, and all the white people that think they're Mexican today, I guess. Yep. Oh, let's see.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Which one were you looking at here?
The fucking Instagram.
Oh, that one?
Okay, well, I looked her up. My rant was going to render useless because I would be wrong.
Do the dreams one.
Oh, God. Fucking dreams. I'll tell you what.
So we got about 20 minutes left before we get to end this one. And we'll do a part two tonight, since they fuck it.
Oh, yeah, because we got some more stuff to talk. Keep the live stream on. We'll push it some more. Probably going to get
that'll
drunk.
That'll go on forever, however long, so.
Right. I can go on for a while.
I'm going to give you some stuff here in a second, man.
Why don't you get your fat ass... You take forever. Get up! Get up
fuck
something!
Fuck you, Scott!
The kid wants some fucking food or something.
Want some cheese?
It's us that suffer.
I'm about to give him...
With his fucking slow ass. Anyway, dreams. I have the most fucked vivid dreams there are. I believe it's...
Hold on.
From the medicine that I take. Side effect of it is vivid dreams.
What's the medicine called?
It's citalopram. It's
citalopram. Sponsor us.
Sponsor us. I have horrible nightmares. Fuck sakes. No, it's if you don't take it is what it is. The side effects are like that. So yeah, I always forget it to take it. So well, anyway,
give us a dream. What the fuck more? Give us a nasty one.
Okay.
Make it nasty.
Okay, I'll give you the first...
Nasty.
There hasn't really ever been really nasty dreams. I had one dream where my brother got ran over in a car, and he was, like ripped in half, and his intestines were out, and I was crying. This happened when I was, in elementary or middle school. That wasn't fucking then when I was young.
Oh.
But,
You remember that far back?
No. No, no.
If you were in elementary school in your dreams.
No, it was when I was little.
Oh, fuck.
If it had such an impact on me, I will remember this dream. Or remember that dream. I had one when I lived in Scott City, Missouri, which is right outside of...
He was mayor.
What are you doing, little
Scott shit? Was mayor, just so y'all know. Scott City.
Yeah, I was mayor of fucking Scott City.
Run that bitch.
Run that bitch. Run the jewels. Anyway, so I had a dream when I was in this house, and I could have swore the reason I had this dream was because I swear this fucking house was haunted. This dream, this was when I was in fourth grade, actually, I remember. This was the first worst dream I had. I remember it. The dream was I was back in Florida in my hometown playing basketball in my driveway with all the kids around town. We're playing basketball. Of course, I'm doing horribly. I was never good at basketball. Fucking look at me, I'm white.
Scott City, Missouri, born and raised on the basketball court is where I spent most of my days.
In the playgrounds, no, I wasn't.
And my brother got hit by a car and he died, and I woke up.
Yeah, that's my theme song in my dream. Well, no, I was born in Lake Worth, Palm Beach, Florida, and I grew up in Lake Worth, Florida, and I moved to Scott City for half a semester of my fourth grade, and I came back. It was fucked. And this house was fucked up. Not mommy. Anyway,
I told you to look feminine.
So anyway, this dream, we're all playing basketball, and I go into the... We're sitting there playing basketball, and all of a sudden I hear someone saying, come here, come here, come here. I keep hearing that. I'm like, what the hell? And all of a sudden it feels like a movie where all the outside voices, all my friends, the sound of them... Everything was gone except for the only sound of someone whispering, come here, come here. I kept hearing it, and I looked around, and across the street, because, I got my driveway, it goes down, there's a street. Right across the street was someone in a brown trench coat, and, the old-school 50s detective looking, but their face was shadowed. I couldn't see them. They were just sitting there with their hands in their pockets, and I kept hearing them whisper, come here, come here, come here. I looked around at my friends. I was like, guys, do you hear this? And they kept playing basketball. They ignored me. They didn't hear me. I was like, fuck. So, man, my stupid ass, I guess I walk over there. And so I'm slowly walking over there. I cross the street. I get up to it. And the closer I get, the more intense it felt for some reason. I can't really describe it. And as right when I got up to it, everything felt silent. I swear to God, it felt like a fucking movie. It sounds like a movie script, I know, but I everything went quiet, and I looked at the trench coat and hat fell down, and there was Alien, from the movie Alien, and he was I don't know, maybe
Xenomorph.
The Xenomorph, this
hello,
big.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my baby. Hello, my baby.
And for some reason, his teeth was razor sharp, you know what I'm saying?
The movie.
If you see the live stream, yeah. And I just looked down, and it jumped at my face and started biting my face off while holding on to my head. And while this was happening, imagine someone grabbing your head, your palm on your mouth, and just shaking your head violently left and right. That's what I felt in my dream. Like someone was jerking me around in my sleep. I jolted out of bed, like sweating, and I was like looking around, and then I laid back down, and I had my covers like this. My brother was sleeping right next to me, and it was daylight out. I did not fucking move until he woke up. I was too scared to look. I was too scared to look under the bed. You know, like I said, I was a kid. It was the worst fucking, one of the worst fucking dreams I've had.
I got one.
How about, yeah, you get one.
And I think this is based on, dude, I think
you keep it leaning was a back. Perfect. I want to see your beautiful fuck, face.
Dude. They see me. Fuck them. Ooh. Piece of candy. There you go.
That's your guys' food, by the way.
Fuck you.
Oh, this night is sponsored to you by Scott's Wallet.
Yeah.
I'm paying for everybody's drinks and food.
Yeah, come on out.
But we'll pay for them. We'll pay for them next week, so don't let Scott fool you.
Oh, yeah, no. We'll see about that.
We will.
I had one, and I think this was... This happened because of the night that happened. We had a bonfire the prior night, all right?
Yeah.
And, fuck, I think the people that watched Sarah was there. I know that because she was pregnant. And threw up because of it. We had a big bonfire. She's a kid? Yeah, she's got two of them.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I'm oblivious,
sorry.
We, it was getting towards the end of the night, and normally we'll, like, whatever drinks we got left or whatever water, we'll pour it on the fire.
Mm.
So,
demon.
I don't know how many, pretty much yet. No, what came out of this.
Okay,
so, me and Billy decided to piss on the fire.
Classic.
And we pissed on it, and sure, you know what happens when fire or heat meets fucking liquid? Instant steam.
Uh-huh.
So what happens when you, pneumonia and piss and shit hits fucking,
motherfucker.
Hits a flame. You get like some sort of gas, I guess. I get a big breath of it in.
It's gas. All right,
my fucking piss, Billy's piss, and just steam.
Billy walked
to the Sarah. She threw up because of the fucking smell. Everyone left.
I'm sure anybody would have thrown up from that smell.
Everyone left.
Probably smelled like fucking rotten hamburgers.
And I went to bed. And this was the dream I had.
Piss dream.
It makes no sense whatsoever because it was almost like a wet dream, but it was like a what the fuck wet dream. I was in the Batman movie.
That's awesome.
The first Batman movie. Except wait, there was no Batman.
Was
Michael Keaton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, and the Joker, the first Joker, Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
And I remember John Goodman was in it.
Fucking John Goodman.
I don't know why. And he played...
John Goodman.
Roseanne, where you at?
Roseanne, give me my dinner.
I want to say he was the Joker.
I want my full turkey.
And I'm not talking skinny John Goodman now.
Right.
I'm talking fat fuck John Goodman from Roseanne.
He was bloated as fuck.
God.
And just Joker paint. And I remember cruising around the Batmobile, and I come across...
What a dream, dude.
Dude, I got it on Facebook. I wrote it down on Facebook, and it's in my memory somewhere. And every time it comes up, I laugh at it hard. Because I remember damn near all the way to this day. And I'm cruising in the Batmobile. Old school Batmobile. Not Adam West, but the movie Batmobile.
Yeah.
And Catwoman, Michelle Pfeiffer from the second one, made her way into it. And this is where the whole wet dream thing started coming in.
She
I remember,
jumped on with the
I was
legs,
like, yo.
Like, bam.
We went up into this, like, trailer. Went up into this trailer, and I'm sitting there, like, you know, macking on her, you know, pulling them fucking... Yeah, you know, shit.
Batman, dude.
And all I remember hearing is John Goodman's voice outside just laughing and trying to get me to fucking come out. And I'm like, this guy's going to cock block me.
Yeah.
I got Michelle Pfeiffer, hot Michelle
Joker,
Pfeiffer.
Joker
and the fucking latex Catwoman outfit all tore up, you know.
Joker John Goodman.
Fuck, dude.
Good on her, John. Yeah.
And I remember walking out and seeing him. And
I'm going to get you this time.
So I'm like, what the fuck is your problem? And I wake up. I got a semi-fucking hard on. I was like, God damn it, man. John Goodman and Joker.
Fucking cock-blocking Joker.
Send him a fucking email. Send him an email, you son of a bitch.
And then I wake up the next day. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? You know how you get dreams where you're like, you don't remember them after about an hour?
Uh-huh.
To this day, just every fucking bit of it.
Yeah.
Because I was going to get down with Catwoman, dude.
I told you.
Yeah, like, you were talking about that yesterday.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, like, when you said, how can you remember that? When you was something significant, you remember.
But none of that was significant at all, dude.
No, you know what I mean. Go. How about you, dude? Drinks, go.
Let me think. Get out of here. I got to say, the only thing, only dreams. Up,
Johnny, you know.
Two dreams I remember. One of them I already spoke about yesterday, which wasn't, you know, it's whatever. But the other one I will remember forever because basically me replacing, or not even replacing, I'm just in this movie. Okay, imagine the black and white original fucking, what's the name of that fucking zombie movie?
Dawn of the Dead.
No. Original.
Night of the Living Dead.
Night of the Living Dead. Yeah, original. Right, black and white, like, exactly how I seen it, because I must have just watched it before I went to sleep. And this is back when, like, VHSs, you know. This is, I'm little, I'm watching shit, and, you know, all of a sudden I'm like, you know, I haven't watched this one, and it's rewound all the way, and I was lazy, so, yeah, let's put this one on. And I watched it, and then I went to sleep, and verbatim, all the way through the movie, except I was just an extra character, and I'm in color. Yeah, me. I'm just myself, and I'm seeing myself from this perspective, and I'm the only one.
That sounds interesting, actually. There has to be some meaning there
with everybody else, and it played out literally in exact detail the same way. So it's the only thing I can think of was from me watching it beforehand, and then just throwing myself in there mentally. I'm assuming.
I'm just saying, you know, with mine, don't piss on a fire and expect to have a good dream. Right?
This podcast is sponsored to you by ISIS. Email arakbar.net.
And that's how we got picked up by the government.
That's why we're put on a list.
Yeah. It says we got like a few people watching now. Fucking, you see one more click on.
You see two more click on. One, FBI. The other one is Alex Jones.
You're right. Damn it. Damn them to hell.
They're on social media. Fuck!
Gary Frog.
Yeah. What? What? Cheese?
Give him the cheese.
You want the cheese?
He wants the cheese.
Government cheese.
We got about 8 minutes.
Cheese.
But you know, I get some of those dreams you get.
That gives them. That's like vaccinations, man. Yeah. Don't give them that.
Automatic.
Yeah.
You're all right.
Don't vaccinate your
kids. That's what we need. We need people
sponsored by. Anti-vaxxers.
And I bring this one up, Thanos snap. We all need one.
We all need it.
Oh, jeez.
58% of y'all motherfuckers need to die, so.
I saw this one clip on. Look at all the fucking. I bet that was Sarah. Dude, fucking good lord. I saw this one video on fucking Facebook. It was like cringy as fuck. It was like a VR chat podcast, but it was just bad. It was really bad. It was like improvised comedy, but it was just horrible.
Just
very, very bad. And like I looked through the comments. I liked it too. One of the comments said, "This makes me wish Thanos went through with his plan."
I'm telling you, man, it's not a bad plan. More food, less traffic.
Plan. It's a bad plan.
Oh, it's not.
It's a bad plan.
If I had to go, I'd be like, all right, it's for the greater good.
If you fucking really look into it, Thanos' plan is not a good fucking plan. There are a lot of scumbag, shitbag people out there that do need to die. But, I mean, if he snaps his fingers, that's random. Randomly get rid of 50% of the population of the world.
Kaiser Soze.
Well, now, what would you say?
That could include pilots flying, people who don't need to die, who haven't died, crashed, ships crashed. I don't know, nuclear plants that need to be maintained at all times. Maybe those got that. It would cause a lot more deaths.
You know, now that I think about it, in Endgame, they never actually chimed in on that. Like, nothing like nuclear went up. Spoilers, I guess.
Oh, but, spoilers. Yeah. Endgame.
But no.
That's one thing that didn't happen. Like,
now, think about this, though. Now, imagine if it was, say, choice. Imagine he had the time.
Imagine chose her.
Wow.
I choose you.
I'm going to call your mother. I'm gonna come over there.
I added your mom to the fucking.
Oh yeah, come on. That'd
be no, funny.
Imagine though, instead of it just being random, and it snap. Half the people are gone. Imagine it being a choice at that point. You're able to do the research.
Trying to be being white. What are you talking about?
Who?
Sarah.
What?
Dude, she gets some fucked up dreams too. I've heard some of hers.
No, that would mean that she wouldn't have rights because you know apparently that's how civilized society is going nowadays.
Huh.
I don't know.
She's going by what we're saying.
Yeah.
So all the old comments.
Yeah. I got you.
Like, we can't see him from here.
Right.
I mean, we need to get an actual camera stand or some shit.
Yeah.
Like that.
It'd be
instead of a fucking chair.
See, Cole DeMaio. That's what she said.
There you go. There goes some of the world's population.
That should be the title.
Sinkhole DeMaio Day. Yeah, we could do that. Yeah, no shit. That's what I'm saying.
No, the title.
Sinkhole.
All
the DeMaio.
Our title for our podcast.
It's all gone, bub.
Yeah, we can do that. We'll see.
Oh, but then again, well, we tried to make it fucking Halloween, but we ran out of material here.
All right, we got.
We definitely would have had.
We'll keep this rolling. We got about 5 minutes left on this. I'm gonna stop the podcast, publish it, and we'll start up another one.
Ron Jeremy.
So let's get ready to be on.
Ron Jeremy.
That'd be dope.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have enough couch space for his dick, though.
Yeah, she
wants more.
I want more. I want more alcohol, and I'm about to do just that.
Well, like I said, we'll...
Oh!
Break. Y'all break. Stay tuned.
Oh, Facebook Live. No, don't you!
Well, it's 5 minutes.
Don't leave me. I'm scared and alone. Do not turn off this
podcast. I see you.
I have rights! I want to be alive!
I'm waiting on a door knock and it's Alex Jones. Like, I heard y'all mention ISIS.
Yeah, I heard y'all.
What information do you guys got?
This concludes part one. We're going to...
Part one, episode two. We're getting ready to do part two here. All right.
Coming up next, boys.
We'll be back.
Ladies, gents.